This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia and Ukraine have agreed to what appeared to be their largest prisoner swap since the war began in late February, with 215 Ukrainians freed from Russian captivity, 55 Russians and pro-Russia Ukrainians sent to Russia, and 10 foreign nationals released, including two U.S. military veterans who'd fought alongside Ukrainian soldiers. Despite the prisoner exchange, fighting raged on, with at least six people killed Thursday, one in the southern city of Zaporizhia and five others in the Russian separatist-controlled city of Donetsk. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday that most of the freed Ukrainian fighters in the prisoner swap had defended a steel plant during Russia's siege of Mariupol early in the conflict. He also said five of the 10 foreign nationals released were from Britain. Speaking to reporters on his return home to Britain from Ukraine, released prisoner Aidan Aslan said he's grateful for his release, but anxious for some privacy.
I just want to say I want to thank President Zelensky, the Saudi authorities, and everyone else that was involved in our release. In the next few days, the rest of us will say what we need to say to the media. But please respect that we want to be in privacy after the traumatic experience that we've just been through.
European Union and foreign ministers have agreed to bolster their military support for Ukraine and study a new package of sanctions targeting Russian individuals and certain sectors of the Russian economy. EU Foreign Chief, Policy Chief Josep Borrell told reporters late Wednesday, after convening a special ministerial meeting in New York, that details of the sanctions package still need to be determined by EU officials, but he's sure there will be unanimous support. You can find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Reuters is reporting that Syrian authorities have found 34 dead and rescued 14 survivors from a migrant boat near the coastal city of Tartus. Survivors said the boat had left days ago from northern Lebanon, according to the director general of ports. He said those on board the boat were of several nationalities, and search operations were ongoing in rough seas and high winds. Lebanon has seen a spike in migration driven by one of the world's deepest economic crises since the 1850s. In addition to Lebanese, many of those leaving aboard migrant boats are themselves refugees from Syria and Palestine. Iran has been rocked by a week of protests over the death last week of a young woman who was arrested by the feared morality police for allegedly wearing the Islamic headscarf in an improper way. At least 31 civilians have been killed in a crackdown by the Iranian security forces on protests that erupted after the death of Mahsa Amini. An Oslo-based Iran human rights NGO said on Thursday some women demonstrators have defiantly taken off their hijabs and thrown them on bonfires or symbolically cut their hair before cheering crowds. The protests are the biggest in the Islamic Republic since the November 2019 unrest over fuel price rises. They're marked this time by the presence of large numbers of women. Britain's central bank has raised its key interest rate again in order to avoid more aggressive steps to tame inflation. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The Bank of England has raised its key interest rate by another half a percentage point. The benchmark rate is now at 2.25%. The decision was delayed by a week so that Britain could mourn its late monarch, Queen Elizabeth II. It also follows economic relief measures announced by Prime Minister Liz Truss's government that are expected to ease inflation, at least in the short term. It is the seventh time in a row that the bank has hiked up rates in a bid to curb soaring food and energy costs. Britain's surging rate of inflation is threatening to fuel a cost-of-living crisis that many consider to be the worst in a generation. Karen Chamas, London.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on the sidelines at the United Nations General Assembly on Thursday. Lavrov was due to speak at the General Assembly on this coming Saturday. He confirmed that Russia wants to closely cooperate with China in achieving the agreements that were made there. And once again, our top story, Russia and Ukraine have agreed to what appear to be their largest prisoner swap since the war began in late February, with 215 Ukrainians freed from Russian captivity and 55 Russians and pro-Russia Ukrainians sent to Russia. This is VOA News.